Bahraini man dies after inhaling toxic gas fired by security forces in the tiny Persian Gulf island. Jafar Jassem Ali Al-Tawail, 35, died during anti-regime protests in Sitra village. Bahraini protesters have been calling for democracy and the downfall of the ruling Al-Khalifa regime since a popular uprising began 2 years ago. Scores of people have been killed in the heavy-handed security crackdown since then. Many protesters, including leading opposition figures and rights activists, are still behind bars. Bahraini and Saudi forces have been working together to crush dissent. Let's get the thoughts of political analyst Intifat Ghambar, who joins us from Beirut. Intifat Ghambar, if we were to look at this revolution, which has been ongoing for 2 years now, do you think that this is the year that we might see something happen, whether it's on the front of talks or whether the Bahrainis being steadfast, going out on the streets, and unfortunately, results such as the death of this man happening after security forces fired toxic gas at him?
Well, Kawa, you know, this revolution, as you mentioned, has been on for 2 years. And I think there are no signs that people will back up from this revolution. And I also think the window for solution, for a peaceful solution, is closing up, unfortunately. I don't think people can handle beating up and humiliation by the regime of Bahrain forever. We are all on the side of a peaceful solution and a reform to this regime rather than more violent breakthroughs, which will cause mayhem in the whole region. And I think the people of Bahrain are entitled for democracy and freedom and dignity. And I think the regime should review. I think the recent decision by the regime to put in charge the Prince Salman as the deputy prime minister was viewed by some of the Bahrainian opposition as a positive step forward. But I don't think it has made any significant positive results so far.
Well, why would the regime, Intifat Ghambar, cancel this conference that was going to be held by Doctors Without Borders, which was 2 years in the making, on medical ethics and conflict? What are they afraid of?
Well, I think the regime, I think the major problem in Bahrain, as I've heard from many Bahraini opposition figures, the main problem of the regime is the division within the family itself rather than the division between the regime and the people, and rather what some people erroneously saying that this is a Shia-Sunni conflict. This is not a Shia-Sunni conflict. I think the Bahraini people are united, Shia and Sunnis, but I think the main problem is a division within the family, a division which is loyal to the Saudis and wants to create mayhem in the country on the expense of their own style of life and benefits. And the other part of the family itself, which is, it seems to be so far helpless to solve the problem and establish some sort of an order that is acceptable by the Bahraini people.
Very well. Thank you very much for your thoughts. We appreciate that. Intifat Ghambar, political analyst from Beirut. Good to see you.